About Eagles football here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Our first Saturday of training camp, and we're just a week out from the opener of the preseason here. I'm kind of a hump kind of feeling here.
A little bit of a hump feeling here, Dave. But the thing is, we're starting to get answers to some of the questions.
Oh, really? What kind of answers are we getting, Chris?
Starting to get a little answers along the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback picture starting to become a little clearer. So we'll discuss those later on in the show, as well as we have an exciting debut of The Journey.
Yes, we do.
Today's show as well.
As Chris said, the answers, we've got some of the answers to your questions, our Twitter mailbag in just a little bit. The Eagles on the practice field, a truncated practice on Saturday. Let's get you caught up with everything going on here at the NovaCare Complex, our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles holding an abbreviated training session today as they prepare for tomorrow's second and final open practice of 2015 training camp. Chip Kelly kicked things off today by updating the Eagles' injury situation, including the return to practice for DeMarco Murray.
He's going full today. He was just sick. There's a couple guys that were sick that have been in and out. Jordan Matthews was sick. He missed walkthrough yesterday. There's something going around, but we're just getting him back up to speed, but he's full go today. Kiko's got to go through the injury protocol, the concussion protocol, not the injury protocol, concussion protocol, so he hasn't been cleared yet. So until he's cleared, he'll just be doing exercises with the trainers. I don't even ask on that. They just tell me when he's cleared. So.
Coach Kelly highlighted a number of standout performances to this point in camp, including that of undrafted guard Malcolm Bunch, who's making the most out of his opportunity and learning from the veterans around him here in the Eagles locker room.
Yeah, a real good young prospect in the O-line. He's big, he's physical. It's trying to really solidify, and I think with those younger guys and I think what Stout's doing, moving him around a little bit, he's playing both tackle and guard, which adds to his versatility. But, he can move people. He's a big, physical, strong run-blocking guy. But he does have a good base and knowledge in the pass game, so, you know, he's a guy to keep an eye on.
As for Bunch, he referred to himself today as a sponge, picking up the tricks of the trade from the veterans around him here with the Eagles.
Basically, just knowing your personnel, knowing the guy you're going against before going into each game, you know, just recognizing who the player is, you know, what kind of talent he has, what his best moves are in pass pro versus first down or third down, and just honing in on video. In game film and practices, you know, they're always talking about, you know, they're always giving me advice, which I really appreciate, especially JP and Lane. And Lane is telling me, you know, just little things, you know, just work on your little things, carrying your hands low and pass pro, you know, taking those steps in the run game. And, you know, like I said, I'm just a sponge. I'm just, you know, soaking it all in. Whatever they have to give me, I'm just listening.
Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, linebacker Michael Kendrick spoke about Kiko Alonso and how he's not concerned about Kiko having to miss some time early in camp.
Benny, he's in the meeting rooms. He's, you know, paying attention, and he's a good player, so he'll come back just fine. But it is important for us to stay together as a group, so when things happen like this during the season, we can bounce back.
Sticking with the Eagles linebackers group, it was veteran D'Amico Ryan speaking after practice about how strong the Eagles defensive line has been to this point.
That's huge for us because they set our defense. You know, they are the guys that really set the tempo for our defense. So with those guys, you know, Sid, Benny, and Fletch, those guys are really the core group for our team. You know, we go as they go. And our first mentality is stopping the run, and they do a fantastic job of that. So it's great having those guys, you know, that same group come back this year. And that's why we're able to mix and match guys in the back end, because we know our front guys are really doing a great job.
Finally, one depth chart note from today. It was guard Julian Vandervelde who took first team reps with the Eagles offensive line. Tomorrow, the Eagles will be back across the street at Lincoln Financial Field for Military Appreciation Day for their second and final open practice of 2015. Gates open at 10 a.m. For continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Dave, as we talked earlier, it's time to answer some of those questions, and I think we're going to need to go to the social universe to pull some of that out.
The social universe, indeed. It's time for our Twitter takeover when we return inside training camp presented by Xfinity. Among the questions, Matt Barkley, could he be the guy to emerge as the third quarterback here? We'll have that for you and a whole lot more when we return in just one moment.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
Comcast Sportsnet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for our Twitter mailbag, the takeover from the fans. We've got three questions to answer. Chris and I are going to do it. I'll take the first one, shall I?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. At what point do you think the O-line battle will be won so that all five of the starting players can build chemistry? That comes from at O-N Snapio. Well, what do you think? I think it's going to take at least two preseason games before this thing is really formed. The Eagles know. You got Jason Peters at left tackle. You got Jason Kelce at center. You got Lane Johnson at right tackle. Alan Barber seems to be entrenched at left guard. And then we've got a whole bunch of players, Chris, at the right guard position. I said the other day I thought it would be Matt Tobin. As soon as I said that, John Moffitt moves into the starting rotation. So we'll have to see how it goes in the preseason games.
I will say, I think it's safe to say that Alan Barber is your guy at left guard.
Yes.
So I think you can say that you have four stars. But as Chip Kelly has said, it's a rotation of guys from Tobin to Andrew Gardner to John Moffitt, Dennis Kelly, still in the mix there. But he also said that he wants to see these guys in game action. It's one thing to see them in practice, and maybe they're performing well in this situation. But if you get them in the game environment, things change just a little bit. The coaches want to see that competition.
Yeah, and the fact that Moffitt's taking reps with the ones already, interesting, because this was Matt Tobin's job throughout the spring. He was taking most of the first-team reps. That he has not established himself as the clear-cut leader among that group makes me think that if Moffitt goes in and plays well, he's going to win the job.
One other note on Moffitt, he's the only guy among the backups at this point who's not being trained at other positions.
Right.
He's the only one
he's
left
here to play right
guard.
Yep.
And that is it.
All right, question number two.
All right, number two, what's the latest on Eric Rowe's placement? Is he a safety or is he a corner? That comes from random Frank P.
Well, it's the same as it was in the post-draft period. Eric Rowe is a cornerback here. The Eagles want to work him in, and they really think that he's got elite talent, top-tier talent. Now, can they harness that? Can they develop him? Does he understand the nuances of playing cornerback in the NFL? He's taken some reps with the ones this week. It's still, to me, Nolan Carroll's job. But look for Rowe primarily on special teams, working a lot right now as a gunner. But he's a cornerback until further notice.
The fact that he is getting time with a first-team unit this early in training camp when other, you know, rookies, other draft picks are not getting that kind of time, to me shows that he is progressing, is making development. But Dave, I do agree with you with the fact that Nolan Carroll, who had arguably the strongest offseason of the entire defensive back group, is still making a strong case to be the starter come week one.
Question number three comes from at Cremdella Kremer. And the question is, how is Matt Barkley progressing in his third season? Well, we've talked a lot about the quarterbacks. It will come down to preseason play. It's going to be all about Tim Tebow or Matt Barkley. Barkley's arm is stronger. His shoulder's healthy. He knows the offense. He's played well wearing the red jersey. When the Eagles play in their green jerseys or their white jerseys, and the other team can tackle, that's when we're going to find out Matt Barkley very much in the mix.
It's amazing how under the radar Matt Barkley has gone, and he is, in fact, the longest tenured quarterback on this roster right now. Here's the one thing I'll say. I think he's the more traditional pocket passer, maybe not going to be as flashy as a Tim Tebow. I can easily see Tim Tebow going out there and making a 15-yard gain in the preseason, and all the fans and everyone's going to get hyped up and excited about it. But I think Barkley is someone who can consistently move the offense. He's been more decisive with his decision-making during training camp to this point, and I really think his progress is going under the radar because of the Bradford storyline, Mark Sanchez, and, of course, the hype that's surrounding Tim Tebow.
Interesting to see what the Eagles do at that third quarterback spot. They keep either Tebow or Matt Barkley. Do they trade one? Do they possibly keep four? And we'll see how this thing goes throughout the preseason. It's all about the preseason games, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you tune in on Sunday. The Eagles and the Colts, 1 p.m. kickoff next week from Lincoln Financial Field. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we debut The Journey, a look at a really interesting group here on this roster, the linebacker positions.
Brooke Montgomery.
I never go anywhere without my Bobapedic.
John Hill. No Bobapedic.
What makes a Temple Owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry and white. The city is our classroom. And we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly.
The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, it's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Time now to talk about the linebackers. Chris, a group that was decimated inside last year by injury, replenished, and now you kind of look to see how all these pieces are going to fit.
Such a fascinating storyline is how would the top three guys, you have Kiko Alonso, who is battling the concussion right now, so he has to go with the protocol, but you have D'Amico Ryans coming back from the Achilles, one of the best storylines to me early on in training camp, and Michael Kendricks, who's a playmaker, who is coming off a very strong 2014 season. So seeing how the coach staff is going to utilize those guys, and don't forget the outside linebackers, a lot of questions there. Brandon Graham making bold proclamations that he wants to have 32 sacks this season.
Who doesn't?
Of course, it'd be great to see. But who's going to be that number three guy? Does Marcus Smith take the next step after not playing much as a rookie? Or is it going to be a veteran like Brad Jones who will be in that spot?
Well, here we go. It's time for our debut, and we'll keep it the rest of the training camp period, of course. It's The Journey. Take a look.
Back goes Fitzpatrick. He's hit as he throws the football. It's intercepted.
And Ryans is hurt.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
You know what D'Amico means to this team. He's the true leader. We talk about it all the time. He's Mufasa. You know, he's our guy.
How encouraged are you to be out here full go for the first day?
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good for where I am right now, and the recovery process is it's really well.
I'm feeling good about being back this year. You know, excited about getting back out there on the field. Excited to be with the group of guys that we have. Feel like we have a very talented group, and feel like we have a lot of depth at the linebacker position this year.
You know, I wanted to come back because I wanted to show as a starter what I could do in this league, and especially for the Eagles.
I think for me, it's a very unique opportunity to learn from guys like D'Amico and to have that at your disposal.
I think this group is unique in the fact that, I mean, there's so much talent. It runs the gamut of really every attribute that I think you want in a linebacking core, and I think it'll be some really great things to see.
Every season brings change, anticipation, and the opportunity for a group of young men to fulfill a lifelong dream. They've traveled different roads to reach this place, but their paths have crossed here. At the intersection of Broad and Patterson, these men will come together as a team, all the while competing as individuals for 53 coveted roster spots. This is their journey.
I think today we had a great first day of work, and that's what it's about, you know, building our team, getting our team together, getting our team stronger, getting our team, you know, working as a unit, and that's how I feel like we built a good foundation today.
The way we all just work together, I think that's really what drives our group. Everybody works well together. Everybody is unselfish in the fact that we're all willing to help each other with whatever it is out on the field or off the field. I feel like we're very close unit.
We got an experienced group. A lot of people, you know, that's here, been here the last couple years. So I'm just excited to, you know, see the progression and progress that we made from a year ago.
Well, I really just think that the culture around here is a championship caliber culture. That's why I came here. And I think it's really on par with any cohesion that I've really ever, you know, felt around guys and the team, you know, guys focused on really winning a championship.
Travis Long, happened and how tough a break
we're in a punt return drill, and he wasn't really a contact drill. He was just getting fit up and kind of stepped the wrong way, and I think he knew it when it happened. You know, I don't think there's a real explanation for it, to be honest with you. You just feel awful because he would have made this football team if he was healthy.
Well, before Travis got hurt, Travis was a guy that I was, you know, really, you know, looking at like, man, this dude is transformed, you know, just looking at him how his body was, you know, because he's put in a lot of work. And then, so I told him just keep his head down and keep moving.
Head miles up, Jordan, head miles up.
Younger guy that's up and coming has really caught my eye a lot is Jordan Hicks. You know, he's a really sharp kid. I'm excited to see him develop.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, D'Amico, his number of years speaks for itself. How to approach the game, you know, watching film, what he sees, you know, on the sideline, we're, you know, talking about plays that just happened, you know, little things to help anticipate what's going to happen, what the offense is going to do. And then, you know, technique-wise, playing linebacker is a very, very technical position, and you have to be able to master that in order to be good on the field, you know, and he's, you know, obviously a technician. You know, to be able to learn from guys like that, you know, it's a great opportunity.
We got to figure out who's going to make the team and stuff like that, but for what I've seen, a lot of guys out there just flying around playing football.
I think the end of training camp is just the goal every year is to improve yourself and to make an impact, you know, be productive and make plays, man, make plays and do your thing. Set your hair on fire and just have fun.
We want to be the best group of linebackers in the league. A lot of times, you know, when people talk about defenses, you got to have a great group of linebackers. So we want to be that catalyst that drives our defense.
What other rookie linebacker gets the opportunity to be in a room filled with this many talented guys who are proving themselves in this league? Obviously, I do not want to take it for granted.
The journey is truly one of my favorite features during the training camp period here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Now, we learn about the personalities at the linebacker position. What about a little bit about the X's and O's, Dave?
Well, when we return to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, Ross Tucker once again is our Football 101 segment. This time he talks about defensive nicknames. Do you know what a Will is? Do you know what a Sam is? Well, you're going to find out when we return in just one moment.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors.
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Houston?
Yes, Eagle One.
I never go anywhere without my Baba Pedic.
Roger that, Eagle One.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer, only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. We're back. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave and Chris here. Time to dig deeper into the world of defensive nicknames, not like C-Mac or Spuds, more like what's going on in the field.
Yes, I wonder what a C-Mac would be on the football field, but enough about that. Let's find out the nicknames of the defense. Ross Tucker brings you the latest in this episode of Football 101.
Welcome back to another edition of Football 101 here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Ross Tucker with you again as we continue to learn more about the sport of football that we all love so much. The real games will be here before you know it. This is a way to make sure you know exactly what's going on and what the announcers are talking about when you're watching the birds this season. Last episode, we talked about the different defensive line techniques. And remember, you can always check out any of the previous episodes of Football 101 at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Now we're going to look more at the linebacker level and the different nicknames for the linebackers and why they are called what they are. So as you take a look here, this is just a base 4-3 over front. We talked about that in episode number one, what a base 4-3 front was. And we're really going to key the linebacker. So it's an over front because the defensive tackles are tilted over towards the strong side tight end over there. That's the strength of the formation. So that's important for you to know. After that, we can clearly designate the nicknames for the various linebackers. So the weak side linebacker is going to be away from the tight end. He is called the Will linebacker. Think about a guy like Derek Brooks and all the time he spent in Tampa in their 4-3. The next linebacker is the middle linebacker, right there in the middle in a 4-3. Again, weak side, Will, got it, right? Middle, Mike, sometimes they call it a Mac, Mo even, but it starts with an M, middle, you get it. Think Jeremiah Trotter from the Philadelphia Eagles. Then last but not least at the linebacker level, let's take a look at the strong side linebacker. That is the Sam linebacker. He's usually going to play to the defense's or the offense's strength, so that's to the tight end in this example. The last thing I would mention, because you hear them talk about this in college all the time, is the spur. It's really just the strong safety that comes down into the box quite often. So he'll start back there. If they think it's a run, maybe they'll shift the linebackers over and the safety will come down and he'll try to get nosy in the front. You'll hear him called the spur from time to time, especially if you're watching college football. But there you have it. Now you know what the linebacker nicknames are, why they're called that. It's not that complicated, but obviously there are some people that didn't know. Now you know. Will, weak side, middle, Mike or Mac, strong side, Sam. Pretty easy, right? There's a lot more where that came from. It's all really that easy if we go through it like this in the various Football 101 segments that you can always check out at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks very much, Ross. We continue with our Football 101 series, of course, in a couple of days. Big day tomorrow, the second and final open to the public practice at Lincoln Financial Field, absolutely free. You don't need tickets, free to park, gates open at 10, plenty of fun. And then at about 11:45, the Eagles on the field for a couple of hours of good training and your chance to take a look at Sam Bradford, DeMarco Murray, and all the new Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field.
Why do you think they had a truncated practice on Saturday?
Yeah, get them rested, get them ready. Let's bring it on Sunday for the fans of the Philadelphia Eagles. We expect a big crowd. We hope to see you there. And we're back tomorrow with Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Make sure you're with us every step of the way. Eagles getting ready for 2015. It's been fun so far. It's about to heat up tomorrow. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.